Creates Art Podcast. Commentary. Dancing. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in arts and education to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So today, as I'm recording this on the 17th of March, I am coming off of spring break with my kiddos, and today we're going to be talking about adding dancing to your creative process. And I'm very energized. I have had a week of no work emails or anything like that. Of course, I checked it during the week, and actually I checked it today. So that way when I go back on Tuesday, I can dance like nobody is watching. You knew I was going to say that at some point. But yeah, we're going to be talking about dancing here today and adding it to your creative process and your creative endeavors. And the reason why we're talking about it is because last year, I read a book called Make Fun a Habit. And what it is, it's a 30 days to add fun back into your creative practice. And it's written by Michael Brennan from the Creative Chats podcast, which I did interview him for my Find a Podcast About, which is another podcast that I run. And it's a workbook. It's a 30-day workbook. And what I'm doing this year and probably into 2025 is I'm taking each chapter and I'm thinking about, you know, what the main topic of each chapter is and adding that kind of fun into my creative process. And what I discovered is that I'd been doing the podcast, but I hadn't been really creating a lot of things. I've been talking a lot about creation for the past few years, but I hadn't been creating a lot of things. And I read this book and immediately I was like, I need to start creating stuff. And that's how I'm putting fun back into my life, by putting fun back into the creative process. The links to get the book will be in the show notes. Definitely check out his podcast. Links are there for his podcast as well, for the Creative Chats podcast. But this time we're talking about dancing. And a couple of things I like about the book is that Mike will tell kind of a story, about a page and a half. And this book is really a quick read as well. I went through the whole book and without doing anything, and I knew it as soon as I hit the last page, I had to start creating stuff. But how he sets it up is in each chapter, he'll tell a little story about the topic that he's going with. This week, it's dancing. And then he'll give you questions to ponder and then tips on how to do it. And how to, you know, incorporate that in and give you an action item. So the big thing is, the title of the chapter is I Like to Move It, Move It. And that reminds me of the song. I like to move it, move it. I like to groove it, groove it. And I sing that to my kids all the time. We play it all the time. And, when I was thinking about dancing, I was thinking about, yeah, my kids, you know, love to dance around. And why don't I do that? Well, you know, when you're 51 years old and the knees hurt and the back hurts, it can be a little bit difficult. But I think of dance as movement and moving your body in a space. So it doesn't have to, you don't have to do the Charleston or the Lindy or the robot or, you know, the boogie woogie stuff. You can just move your body in different ways and forms. And it doesn't have to be fast. It doesn't have to be to music. It's just the way that you move your body. My wife is Italian and of Italian descent, and she talks a lot with her hands. So if you're watching the video of this on YouTube, you're going to see me use my hands a lot. But, you know, I think if we put movement into our creative practice, whether it be formal dancing, ballroom dancing, hip hop dancing, slam dancing for, you know, my punk rock fans out there. Getting that movement, you know, really putting your creativity into your body and then seeing what happens with it really adds a unique perspective and a unique way. Even, you know, let's say you're a writer or a painter, you know, when you're a painter and you're painting a scene like a horse running by, you're looking at the movement of that horse. You're looking at the dance that's within that horse and how they relate to the environment around them. So that's why, you know, we should, it doesn't matter your artistic practice. Even if you're a dancer, you should move around, you know. What I did with this prompt is I actually made some music that made me want to dance around and move a bit. So we'll get into that music in just a few moments here. But, you know, you've heard the phrase, you know, dance as if nobody is watching. But think about it. What if we really did dance as if nobody was watching? If we just let our body go, and how freeing would that be? And I think it's also that freeing aspect that we need for our creative work. You know, a lot of times we do our creativity, we do our projects in the privacy of our home or privacy of our studio, and there's nobody around. And you know what? We can do anything in there that we want to do. I'm actually going to get one of my kiddos a paint kit, and we're going to, you know, they asked me if we could watch Mr. Bob Ross and do some painting. And that's one of the things I like about him is, you know, he encourages your mistakes, and he gives you free reign to do what you want to do while watching his show. He can't control it, and he can't control what you do. I can't control what you do when you're listening to this podcast. So whatever you're doing is fine. It's perfect. It's what you need to do at the time. But another aspect of dancing and movement is it's healthy for our bodies. It moves us. It gets our joints warmed up for whatever our artistic practice is, whether it be cooking or music or dance or writing or painting. We need to be able to move our body to do these creations. Even if you're doing, you know, digital painting or stuff like that, well, you got to be able to move your fingers and move the mouse and the trackball and whatever you're doing. We have to move our bodies because if we just sit around and do nothing, our body is going to go, okay, well, I'm going to sit around and do nothing. And then when we want to do something, it's that much more difficult to get our body to move. So, you know, if you're like, hey, Tim, I'm not a dancer. I'm really not. And I don't want to embarrass myself. Nobody's going to watch you if you dance in the privacy of your home or your studio or whatnot. Maybe the movement you need is something a little bit more regimented, a little bit more focused. Try Tai Chi or yoga to get that movement going for yourself. It's low impact. And, you know, when you're moving around and doing the Tai Chi moves or doing the yoga moves, people are like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing Tai Chi or I'm doing yoga. Then people usually will leave you alone, and that's perfectly fine. And then notice the movement in your body. Notice how it feels, and then capture that in whatever way, whatever artistic discipline you use. There you go. There's your inspiration for the day for this. So we're going to go ahead and go into the questions that Mike poses for this one. And the first question is, when was the last time you danced? What was that like? Well, like I said, I have kids, so I'm dancing every day with them, dancing around. So it's almost every day that I'm dancing around. But it felt good. It felt freeing. It felt wonderful to be able to move around with my kids. And, you know, they do crazy little dances where they're flailing around. And that's fine. That's great. You know, that half the time I wish I could, and sometimes I do, I'm able to take pictures because I have my phone on me. So I quickly snap a shot and join in with them. And I want to be able to do more of that. So I'm going to be incorporating for myself more movement like Tai Chi, like yoga poses in my practice. So that way I can move with them when they're teenagers and when they're adults. And, you know, my biggest thing is, you know, if they decide to get married, doing the daddy daughter dance or the father of the bride and the bride dance with them. That's what I'm looking forward to anyways. Next question is, what would make dance or movement more fun? And for me, what would make it more fun? Well, if I could do it more, if I did it more. That would make it more fun for me because it is fun. It just to let your body go and just to let it just flow the way it wants to flow. So for me, what would make it more fun? Doing it more and, you know, losing a little bit of that self-consciousness that I do have. Yeah. It's something I struggle with. We all look at ourselves and, you know, if we're flailing around, we're like, oh my gosh, that looks really weird. Go with it. Go with that feeling. Go with that weird feeling. It's okay. You know, we're not dancing with the stars. We're not, you know, trying to win $1 million at a dance competition. We're just moving our bodies. And that's the most important thing, is to move. And then to take that movement with our bodies and plant that into our creativity and constantly move with our creativity. The last question is, who can you dance or move together with? My kids, for sure. My wife doesn't really like dancing. We didn't dance at our wedding. She just, you know, she's self-conscious about it, and that's okay. But I do see her with the kids, and she dances around with them. So, you know, and just dancing around with my wife a little bit, you know, just kind of grabbing her while I have some music playing and just, you know, going around the room and just, you know, slow dancing. That's who I like to dance with. You know, my wife and my kids. So there you go. Whoever you have in your life, go ahead and grab them and, you know, throw on some nice music and just, you don't have to, you know, do the tango or anything like that. You just, you know, hold on to them and let them know that you're there and let them know that you care about them and dance with them. Just, you know, do a nice slow dance. You can have two left feet and do slow dance because it's just back and forth and it's just getting that movement going. So that's who I like to dance with. So at this time, I'm going to do a piece of music that was inspired by this chapter, and we'll have that for you in just one moment.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for allowing me to indulge myself a little bit with my musical talent. It's something that I started a long time ago, and I really like house music and dance music and creating that, and making little. I used to make little soundtracks and throw it, burn it on a CD like most people do, or did back in the day. And that's something that I created for this. When I think of dancing, I do think of house music. I listen to a ton of jazz, but I usually don't dance to it. However, when I think of house music or techno or, EDM, it's in the title of the music. It's in the title of the genre, EDM, electronic dance music. So that always makes me want to move around and do some stuff. So the action item that Mike has for us is to incorporate dance into your daily routine. Dance while doing household chores or on your way to the office copying machine. I work from home. So, my work computer's right off the screen here. And, a lot of times I'll just be, bebopping in my seats. A lot of times I'll, before meeting starts, I'll pop on the record player and my turntable and, have some music going on for everybody. And I'll bebop, bopping around in my seat. So that's one of the things that I do. For some reason, I don't know why, but they love to have me do the holiday party and special parties. They call me DJ Tim, and so that's what I do for work. Is I try to create those moments for other folks. So that's something I already incorporate into my daily routine. Is listening to music and moving to it as much as I can. So that may be something for you to think about and use in your creative process. Before you go into the studio to do that painting, throw in some music that makes you want to move around. So give that a shot for yourself. Some tips that Mike gives us. First one is dance flash mobs. And, that's where you go into public with a bunch of people and turn on some music and dance in the middle of the mall or market square or maybe the grocery store or something like that. But just bust a move, as they say, as the old hip hoppers say, and just go out there and have a good time. You're not causing anybody any harm, and people are gonna look around and they may giggle, they may laugh, it may put a smile on their face. What's wrong with that? You're not interrupting their shopping pattern that much. You're just, going out there and doing what you feel like. It's a fun thing to do. It gets the fun back into your life and back into your creative process. The next tip is dance challenges. So maybe there's a TikTok challenge out there, or, as long as TikTok is around, that, you go and you dance around, for whatever reason it is, and you record it for TikTok and you put it out there for yourself, or you put it on Instagram, or whatever social media app that you're using. Why not do that? Sounds like a lot of fun. It breaks up the monotony. So if you're a painter and you put that out there for your audience, people that buy your paintings and whatnot, or maybe you're an author and you're just like, yeah, I want to shake things up a little bit. Do a video of yourself dancing around, and maybe it's, how you warm up, how you transition from your daily activity of, okay, I'm doing my job 9 to 5. And then from, 7 to 9, I create my art. Well, you know, it's a nice transition to just loosen up that body and move it. There's dance workshops or classes that you can go to locally, you know, ballroom dancing or hip hop dancing or modern dance or something along those lines. Try a few of those out. I mean, you know, you can pay for some dance lessons. There's always, you know, in major metropolitan areas, there's always dance schools that you can go to. And if you live in a more of a rural area, there's different movement classes that you can go to at your local YMCA or your local college. You know, they have movement classes. So take one of the courses I took in college was voice and movement. And, you know, we worked up our vocal cords and we tried different things. And then we did different kind of movements. And it was an easy class to take. As long as you participated, you were pretty much going to get an A in the class. But you learned a lot about your body and yourself. And we live in our bodies from the minute we're born to the day we die. So why not, you know, use it for something? The last thing is dance-based fundraisers. Again, I go back to TikTok or Instagram or whatnot. You know, there's different fundraisers out there that, you know, you dance for a good cause. Who cares, you know, if you're dancing for the stars material or if you're ballet material? There's different things that you can go and do out there for a worthy cause. And here's the other thing. This is the left side of my brain thinking here. It's a great marketing opportunity and a great networking opportunity. So if you're out there dancing for some cause, you're going to meet people out there that you have something in common. You believe in the cause, whatever that is. And you're dancing and you're having fun and you're laughing and it's a good time. And then you can always slip in, oh, hey, by the way, I do art. I do painting. I write novels. I do cooking. I make music. Whatever it is, you're immediately running into people that have similar interests as you. And heck, you may be even running into your audience that already knows you, and you go, hey, you know, if you like my painting, you should see my dancing. I dance like a 4-year-old on crack. That's how I paint. So please use that. I won't even charge you for that. I won't even charge my usual 10%. That's some free advice there for you. So definitely get out there and move that body, because our art moves our audience. So make sure that you are moved. All right. So we've come to the end of the show here. First and foremost, I want to thank you for watching on YouTube or for listening on your podcast app of choice. I really appreciate it. It's amazing to me to see, when I check my stats, to see where people are listening to the show from. You know, we've got people in Yemen. We've got people in Romania, Canada, all throughout the United States. It does my heart good to see that you are out there, wherever you're at, listening to the show, watching the show on YouTube. However you're choosing to do it, I just first and foremost want to say thank you for allowing me into your world for, you know, a few minutes every other week. So thank you for that. If you'd like to reach out, by all means, feel free to go ahead and do that. You can do that through email, timothy@createartpodcast.com. I would love to hear what you're doing in your neck of the woods. Even if you don't live in the woods, even if you live in the city, I want to hear from you. But feel free to go ahead and reach out to me. I do read all emails and I try to answer all of them that I can. And, you know, if you have some critique of the show, I definitely want to hear that too. You know, maybe you want to hear less music. Maybe you want to hear more music. Maybe you want more interviews. Whatever the critique is, I want this show to be the show that you go to get that inspiration that you need for your creative process. And I want you to be inspired by it through everything that I do. So if you have show ideas that you would like, or topics that you would like me to talk about, shoot me an email. Let me know what you need. Also, if you feel so inclined, and I highly recommend it, pass this along to a friend. You know, maybe you have a friend that is an artist that is struggling a little bit. Let them know that they're not alone, because creating art can be a lonely endeavor. So go ahead, whatever app you're using, whether it be YouTube, whether it be Podverse or Apple Podcasts or whatever it is, pass it on to a friend. Let them know about the show. You're obviously getting enjoyment from it. You're obviously getting something from it. So go ahead and give that to a friend. I also have a newsletter called the Create Art Podcast Newsletter. I know, very, you know, unique title there, isn't it? But I put that out once a month, and I give you different ideas for the month for different projects that you can do for yourself that relate to that month. You know, if it's a special month, you know, like the holidays here in the United States, you know, over in December, or Halloween in October, or Valentine's Day. So, and then I also have links to the episodes that I've put out for that month. So definitely check out that newsletter for yourself. And you can, again, pass that on to a friend. You can find that newsletter, Timothy Bryan, and Bryan is spelled B-R-I-E-N, .substack.com. That's where I have the newsletter at. If you're looking at the show notes, you can get a link to it from there. Another thing that I want to let you know about is that I do have two other podcasts that I run. The first one is called Find a Podcast About, and that's where I help you, you know, sift through the millions of podcasts that are out there to find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. And you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz. And definitely take a look at that. A lot of times I'll even have on the podcast host that I'm reviewing for that episode. So check that out for yourself. And then the other podcast that I do, I call it my fun podcast, is called Cannabis Stories. You can find that at cannabisstories.podbean.com. And that's where I tell positive and uplifting stories about people using the Lord's lettuce responsibly. That's called Cannabis Stories, and that's a really fun one that I like to do. So definitely check that out. And we'll be doing interviews interspersed here on Create Art Podcast all throughout the year. So I think our next one should be dropping on March the 20th. I have a book coach that you definitely want to check out. So you authors that are out there, definitely check out a book coach. I didn't know what a book coach was until this person reached out to me, and I'm glad they did. So be on the lookout for that interview coming up. I also have interviews with travel photographers and with rappers locally here in Fredericksburg. I know, Fredericksburg, Virginia, huh? Last thing I want to let you know is that April is National and Global Poetry Writing Month, and that's where you get a prompt every day, and you write 30 poems in 30 days. I've done it for the past 5 years, and again, I'll be doing it this year here in 2024. So be on the lookout for those, and you know, if you've ever thought about, hey, maybe I'll, you know, tap my toe into some poetry, hopefully you go ahead and listen to the show and are inspired to go ahead and do that. All right, it's time for me to let you get on with the rest of your day. I know I need to get along with the rest of my day. So go out there, tame that inner critic, create more than you consume, and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.